I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Earlier this week, our show came to you live from Station KUT in Austin, Texas. My colleague Marco Werman traveled there for South by Southwest Interactive. And he and our team of producers in Austin reported on what activism looks and feels like in the digital age. You can check out our stories from that day at pri.org/safemode. South by Southwest, as you know, is also a music festival, and actually several bands performed exclusively for us in Austin. You can see those videos, too, at PRI.org. And speaking of music, Marco joins me now to give us another taste of South By. And Marco, did you see a lot of bands performing in Austin?
It is kind of hard not to see or hear any music in Austin, Carol, even, you know, during the interactive part of South By when everyone's minds are supposed to be focused on the digital world and everything that world, I mean, everything that world encompasses. And in many cases, I mean, interactive is about music at South By Southwest. So the music part of South By runs through it all and kicks into high gear right now through the end of this coming weekend. But these days, you know, there is a ton of waiting in line, even if you've got the coveted South by Southwest badge. And even if you're there to hear music, there's no guarantee you'll get into the venues because there are so many people, which has led to the dreaded FOMO, fear of missing out. People, you know, will be hyping some show. You got to go see it. That show gets some buzz. The buzz gallops away on social media. And while everyone is trying to get into one club to see, like, this hot young act Stromae or some other act, another band is playing to a relatively empty room. So FOMO can lead to a lot of people wandering about aimlessly and hearing variations on this. So that is literally what you hear on the main drag in Austin 6th Street as you're wandering about. It's just an assault on the senses.
So how hard is it to get away from all that kind of white noise and mixing of music and actually find a place to focus your attention on just one of these musical acts?
Yeah, it's not too hard. You just, you know, as I say, you just have to know where to go. And in part, that's what the story I'm going to tell you now is about, a showcase that happened last night, in fact, focusing on artists not clamoring to get sponsorship from Doritos or Spotify, but rather a showcase of artists from one country. And I had a chance to meet one of the bands from that showcase.
I took a picture once last year, but did I mention a love affair that we had? You had different hair back then.
It turns out this sound comes from Lahore, Pakistan. It's a band, a trio, called Poor Rich Boy. Rich because they are relatively affluent for Pakistan, but I had to press singer Shehzad Noor a bit on the poverty part.
Why are you poor?
Oh, emotionally we're poor. We whine a lot in our songs, and that is why. and hence the poor. That my sister called me a poor little rich boy once upon a time because I was complaining about something, and I thought it was hilarious and quite apt considering the music, and that's how we got the name.
Like bands everywhere, Poor Rich Boy sing a lot about love, so I asked them about that.
In a country like Pakistan, where we hear so much about arranged marriages, what is it like to sing about love, and do you have an audience that receives those messages in the way that you intend?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very, very old and very strong culture of poetry that talks about love.
This is Omar Khan, or Duck, as his two bandmates call him.
Talks about arranged marriages and the impact that they have on how people still generally fall in love with one another. They find each other in universities or wherever, and they do fall in love. So it's not like Pakistan is full of just arranged marriages. And so there's
a lot of secrecy involved, though.
And this is Shehzad Noor again.
Secrecy, not in a philosophical way, in the sense that if you are in love, you don't go around dating, at least not publicly. Because that would be considered.
It has sort of started changing, at least in the urban setting, in cities like Lahore and Karachi and so forth. You do have a very obvious dating scene there because of the universities and the work environment and so forth. At least in a certain class, like the upper middle class, even the middle class, they do date. So it's not completely absent there. It's frowned upon at times. It depends on where you're coming from, but it's not that big a problem.
The real problem is sexuality.
Yeah.
Not just in terms of sexual preferences, but in terms of expressing yourself sexually. Yeah. That's frowned upon. I feel like some of our music is sexual. At least, I don't know about Duck, but I know that some of the songs that I write tend to be sexual only because I just feel like somebody should talk about it sometimes.
She sits in my chair. She sits in my chair while I stand and wait. As she contemplates, Alice, my life was empty. It's just a hollow chasm for her to fill. While I can still see her.
Poor Rich Boy was one of six acts from Pakistan to perform last night in South By's first ever Pakistan showcase. The band had already done a brief tour of the U.S. last year under the auspices of the State Department's Center Stage Performing Arts Program. In this case, the State Department is promoting middle-class Pakistani musicians who gravitate toward Morrissey-type topics.
Your tour is being sponsored in part by the U.S. State Department. Yeah. And I'm just wondering how you feel about that, because that would imply that the State Department would like Americans to think there is this side of Pakistan too.
Yeah, that's true. We know that we're part of a program that promotes cultural diplomacy, and I understand what that implies. But we have to make the most of what we can get, and I think this is the right kind of exposure. We need this, and you know, we're benefiting from it just as much as whoever is involved in arranging this is. So it's not a problem at all. What do you
want to say? I wanted to add that, I mean, I don't really see the significance of it, that it's we're Pakistani, we're coming to America, and it's funded by the American government. That's not the point. I feel like the point is that it's Pakistan interacting with the world. I mean, I've been here for 2 days, and my mind has been blown just by the sheer variety of people and all this creativity. Just to be in an environment which allows that is education, to be able to interact with people, to bring our narrative in from our country. It's the person-to-person diplomacy, really.
That is a refreshing point of view. After all, a lot of artists are fed up with the way South by Southwest has grown. Big money sponsors these days eclipse the do-it-yourself punk rock ethos of the festival's early days. But for a band from Lahore, Pakistan, Austin and South By are a playground where anything can still happen.
We were born in interesting times. Tiny Chinese curses emptied all our purses. How pleasantly they wish us unwell. Go to hell, go to hell.
Thanks, Marco. The world's Marco Werman telling us about the Pakistani band Poor Rich Boy. They played at the first ever Pakistan showcase at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And that's our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening.
As a Lord, he giveth, taketh, and he spitteth.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet. The PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter Berge and Debbie Sitt, and Cindy and Howard Rachofsky, by the Ford Foundation, the Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs, by the Annenberg Foundation, advancing a better tomorrow through visionary leadership today, annenbergfoundation.org, and by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.